Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Atlanta outrage.
It was murder that was not justified.
New video in Floyd case.
Check his pulse.
Check his right
pulse. Check his pulse.
Battling the virus.
I am seeing more cases that we're having to admit to hospital.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaifin with the CBS World News Roundup. There's anger in Atlanta over the death of a black man at the hands of police on Friday night. CBS's Mark Strassman spoke with the man's wife.
Right now, I'm still not processing the fact that my husband's not coming home ever.
Tamika Miller and her husband, 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks, had four children. A knock on the door Saturday morning shattered their world.
Because once I heard, I'm sorry to tell you, I knew nothing. It was nothing good.
On Friday night, two white Atlanta police officers responded to a call at a Wendy's. In the drive-thru, they found Brooks sleeping in his car. At first, their talk was cordial. At one point, Brooks offered to walk to his sister's house.
I can just go home. I have my daughters there right now. My daughter's birthday was yesterday.
But Brooks failed a field sobriety test.
Put your hands on your back for me.
And that's when a fight broke out.
Brooks grabbed a police taser and was shot in the back. The officer was fired. A coroner ruled it a homicide. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
The shooting drew condemnation from the Georgia NAACP and its president, Reverend James Major Woodall.
We can sum it up in four words, that we are done dying.
He is calling for an overhaul of policing and state funding to be diverted to community programs. Vince Champion, Southeast Regional Director for the Union representing the Atlanta officers, says city officials should have waited before firing the officer who shot and killed Brooks.
The attorney representing George Floyd's family has released video from a bystander who was there the night he died.
Bro, he has not moved not one time. He's off.
The four officers in the Floyd case are all facing criminal charges. At least seven Minneapolis cops have quit or are in the process of doing so, citing a lack of support from the city and department leaders. Now to California, CBS's Steve Futterman's got the latest on the investigation into the hanging death of a black man.
The coroner's office says it's likely 24-year-old Robert Fuller killed himself.
It appears that Mr. Fuller has tragically died by suicide.
But reaction to that announcement has been anger. Robert Fuller's family and friends say he was not suicidal.
Robert was a good little brother to us, and we just want to know the truth.
Officials want the California Attorney General to conduct an independent investigation, and new questions are now also being raised about another similar hanging, also involving a black man, that took place on May 31st, around 50 miles away.
In Hollywood, thousands of protesters proclaimed all Black Lives Matter. Those words were painted on the pavement in rainbow colors. Activists spoke in support of gay and transgender people of color. In Washington, there's a better idea of what kind of police reforms might emerge from the Republican-controlled Senate.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is expected to formally submit the Republican proposal for police reform later this week. He told Face the Nation curbing police immunity from lawsuits would be a poison pill for his party. But Scott said he would be open to stripping certifications for officer misconduct.
Decertification would be a path that I would be interested in looking at.
In a CBS News radio interview on Friday, Vice President Pence said he would support restrictions on chokeholds.
Chokeholds should never be used except where deadly force is authorized.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
At least nine states report coronavirus increases over the past 3 days. It all comes as more businesses reopen and outdoor crowds increase. CBS's Omar Villafranca in Dallas says hospitalizations are going up in Texas.
Record-high coronavirus cases in Texas won't stop it from opening what it calls Phase 3. Restaurants can operate at 75% capacity. And the state played host to the first PGA tournament in 3 months without fans in attendance. Experts are concerned about a lack of urgency in some communities. Dr. Catherine Troisi is an epidemiologist at the University of Texas School of Public Health.
We don't want to be in the position of Italy, where they had to make some very hard decisions about who got medical care.
Hospitalizations in Texas have climbed more than 50% since Memorial Day.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is reopening today in Cleveland with social distancing rules. In Europe, Greece has reopened tourist islands, and border checkpoints came down in France and Germany. The U.S. Air Force says a fighter plane with one person on board crashed into the North Sea. The status of the pilot is not known. It was a training mission from a British base. A Russian court has sentenced American businessman Paul Whelan to prison on a spying conviction. CBS's Vicky Barker.
After the verdict and the 16-year sentence were pronounced, Whelan shouted that he had no English translation and no idea of what the verdict was. The former U.S. Marine has insisted all along that he was framed, that he thought the flash drive an acquaintance handed him contained holiday photos, not the unspecified state secrets prosecutors alleged.
In the Philippines, journalist Maria Ressa has been convicted of libel and sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Are we a democracy or not? Let us do our jobs.
Her website linked a top businessman to murder and other crimes. She's also been a critic of the Duterte government. The verdict will be appealed. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, a mother is heartbroken after her 4-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son were found dead inside a hot truck. Their father, who left the kids for 5 hours, is now facing murder charges.
Those were our babies. You're supposed to be everything. He took away so much. Not just them, they took everything.
Nearly 43,000 pounds of ground beef, including some sold at Walmart stores nationwide, is being recalled because of possible E. coli contamination. The products were produced June 1st and were sold under the brand names Thomas Farms and Marketside Butcher. Reports say Major League team owners will hold a conference call today. Over the weekend, players said any additional negotiations would be useless. MLB could impose a 50-game regular season, and that could prompt legal action. A cartoon character has a coming out.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Nickelodeon has made it official for Pride Month, confirming SpongeBob is a member of the LGBTQ community. The hashtag SpongeBobIsGay is trending on Twitter, though some speculate he's actually a member of the LGBTQIA community, identifying with the A for asexual. In 2005, SpongeBob creator Steven Hillenburg said he never intended for his squishy yellow sponge or his best friend Patrick to be gay. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Gone with the wind, not gone after all.
After all, tomorrow is another day.
Another day for the film on HBO Max about a week after it was yanked. Now a scholar is adding historical context, and it could be back on the streaming service as soon as this week. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.